It's being described as the largest elimination of protected land in the United States history. But President Donald Trump's announcement to roll back protection for large areas of two national monuments in a bid to boost development has angered native tribes and environmental groups. It comes after a review by the Interior Department that Donald Trump ordered in April to identify which of 27 monuments designated by past presidents should be rescinded or resized to provide states and local governments more control of the land. Bears Ears and the Grand Staircase Escalante are two of them, entrenched with thousands of years of history. Bears Ears will be scaled back by almost 90% to just under 93,000 hectares, split across two separate areas, while the Grand Staircase Escalante will be reduced by nearly half and divided into three areas. Donald Trump claims it will prevent Washington bureaucrats from controlling Utah's natural resources.
Some people think that the natural resources of Utah should be controlled by a small handful of very distant bureaucrats located in Washington. And guess what? They're wrong. Under my administration, we will advance that protection through a truly representative process, one that listens to the local communities, that knows the land the best, and that cherishes the land the most. With the action I'm taking today, we will not only give back your voice over the use of this land, we will also restore your access and your enjoyment. Public lands will once again be for public use.
Many Utah politicians were pleased with the announcement, believing that the national monument status had hindered economic development. However, environmental activists have criticized the president's action, while others have questioned its legality. Protesters stormed the interior of the Utah State Capitol building ahead of the signing, shouting expletives at Mr. Trump as he passed by. The Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante land is sacred to Native American tribes who have denounced the move. Vice President of the Tribal Government of the Navajo Nation, Jonathan Nez, says enough was enough. They plan to pursue a federal lawsuit against President Trump alongside four other tribes.
It just shows that this administration does not respect indigenous people. They don't respect the first inhabitants of this country, and it's very, very depressing for all of Indian country as well as all of America. But we're a resilient people, and we will take on this administration and to say enough is enough for taking more of our indigenous lands. Enough of this disrespect from this administration, this president, and we are a strong people.
Emily Land from the U.S. environmental advocacy group, the Sierra Club, also questions the legality of the move.
Usually presidential proclamations are used to designate national monuments, not to undesignate or reduce the size of national monuments. So that's sort of where it gets a little sticky. So at this point, the president has said, I'm doing this. I'm changing the boundaries of these national monuments. He's saying that's fact. That's final. There was no necessary congressional action to enforce that. But there is a legal argument that he cannot do that, that the authority that gives him the ability to create a monument does not also give him the authority to reduce or diminish or demolish a monument. So the next step is not really legislative, it's litigation.